7:18 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, our good friend, former Californian, now Tennessean, Lenny McGill. Lenny, thanks so much for coming in again. You know, it was so energizing the very first time you came in here and you talked about your entrepreneurial career. Just kind of give people an update of how you became the owner of the Glock store.
Well, I started in California as a young man. I moved from Pennsylvania to California when I was 18 years old, and I got involved in a variety of different things.
Well, you were a waiter, weren't you?
I was a waiter. And then I was
Were you a singing waiter?
I was at Farrell's Ice Cream.
See, we can tell with that voice. Yeah. This is a guy who has a good singing voice.
Yes, I was doing the birthday announcements at Farrell's Ice Cream. It was a lot of fun. And one of the guys came in, one of the the families came in and said, "Hey, you've got a really good voice. Why don't you come down to the radio station and do some work with me?" And I said, "Well, great." So I went down. I was an intern at a radio station.
Yeah.
And then one day I asked him, I said, "Well, how do you make any money around here?" He says, "Well, you go sell advertising." So I said, "Well, okay." He gave me a rate card. I went out and sold some advertising that day. And I thought, well, this is pretty cool. I started wearing a tie going out. And I thought it was a big deal. At the end of the day, I was making a lot of money selling advertising on a radio station way back before the internet and all the other stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So things changed.
I remember that era, Lenny.
So then one of my customers was in the radio or in the television business, and he said, "Why don't you come work for me?" So I worked in television a little bit, and then I actually ended up selling TV advertising. And that was way before MTV and way before all that other stuff, and I was selling TV advertising for Cox Cable. Mm-hmm. So Cox Cable, then I got involved with ESPN, and I realized I could buy a half-hour show on ESPN. And one of my customers had a shooting range, and he introduced me to John Bianchi. John Bianchi made holsters, and John Bianchi had this big pistol tournament out in Missouri.
So and the rest.
And so then I said, basically, okay, well, let's see. I'll do a show for you, a pistol tournament on ESPN. So I actually produced a show, put it on ESPN. And met a whole bunch of people in the shooting business, and that's how I got involved in the shooting business.
And since then, you have become really an expert on guns and shooting.
Yes.
And how many videos have you produced in your life?
Well, my YouTube channel, we have over 300 or 400 of them, but I have also a series of instructional videos that we sell on Amazon, and we also stream at gunvideo.com, so there's a streaming portion of that as well, and I've got about 400 videos on all aspects of firearms, so I've done a lot of video production work over the years, and I still continue to add to my YouTube channel, which is GlockStore.com.
Now, in terms of GlockStore.com, are you like the largest supplier or distributor of
we
Glocks in the private
We're the largest retailer of Glocks in America. So we sell more Glocks than anybody else in the USA. So we do, of course, sell them online at GlockStore.com. And we have the retail showroom here in Nashville.
And by the way, I just want to get back to the retail showroom. Just my personal experience, there are people in this listening audience who I think everybody in this listening audience supports the Second Amendment. But not everybody is a gun owner or gun user. And part of it, I think, has to do with sort of fear and reticence about, a gun, it's a very serious thing.
Well, it's a tool.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
And it can be very damaging, obviously.
You need to learn how to use it. And that's what we do at our range.
That's the key,
yeah.
Learning how to use it. And again, I want to go back to this. So first time I shot a gun, I was invited over to your training, the shooting to shoot 270 rooms, and it was just me and a trainer.
Right.
And 270 is basically, you don't have lanes that are with like multiple people going there and you're distracted by somebody else. It's just you and the trainer. I felt very comfortable doing that.
Yeah, we basically gear the training to the individual. So it's not a cookie-cutter class. It's like, well, where are you starting? Have you shot guns before? Do you want to go through, sight picture, trigger pull, stance, grip, that all the basics? Or are you beyond that and you want to be a little bit more dynamic and we can set up multiple targets in multiple directions? The key is, though, it really is, it's a private environment. So you do not have people that you don't know with guns shooting on either side of you. And you can learn a lot more in that one-hour session than if you were to go to a group lesson for 6 hours. And we hear that all the time. And people not only come for the first hour, they typically will book sessions after that because shooting is a perishable skill. But you can very quickly become a proficient shooter because it's not difficult. It's not like playing golf, mm-hmm. you know, where you're good one shot and you're terrible. Once you learn the basics and learn the concept, most people, if you have any, you know, physical skill whatsoever, can become proficient and safe with a firearm.
Yeah, and that's the key, I think, isn't it? Proficient and safe. And you do move up the curve fairly quickly.
Yes.
Because of the way that you do this, the
yeah.
training, the
well,
private
the one-on-one
instruction
sessions
training.
And the fact that you're in that room by yourself, you really can absorb that information quickly. And really, in just 1, 2, 3 sessions, you can become proficient, competent, and safe. And the key with the whole concept of a firearm is safety first. You always have to know how to operate the gun. And we take the time to, you know, to look at the gun you want to shoot. It doesn't have to be a Glock. And we say, this is how it operates, and this is how you keep it safe, and this is how you store it. And we have all the equipment needed at our facility to help people do that.
Now, one of the things about this open house that you're having on Saturday,
yes,
10 a.m. to 4 p.m., one thing caught my attention. There's some training classes that can be taught. One of them, you got to explain this to me, how to get arrested. Now what? I have an idea of what that's about, but just
well,
what is that?
So we have one of our staff members is a former police officer, and he, you know, he said, hey, you know, oftentimes people don't understand, you know, the law enforcement side. So if you are in a situation where you're in some kind of traffic accident, stop, even, you know, physical alteration at a bar, whatever. Here's how to take and handle yourself so that you don't
unnecessarily
escalate the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's how to deal with law enforcement. This is how they want you to act so that it doesn't get out of control. And they know that you're a good guy. You know, so if you do certain things over here and you start to agitate the law enforcement, they're going to agitate you back.
That's common sense, and it's very interesting, and I think it's a smart thing to do to have this in mind, because people say, well, you know, I'm a good citizen. I'll never get arrested for X, Y, or Z. And then, I don't know, something happens. Your taillight's out or something crazy happens. You're driving home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they think you're weaving or something, right? And then they stop you, and then your brain's got to be thinking, what do I do now, right?
Well,
and the natural reaction is to say, well, I'm innocent.
Yeah, a lot of people get irritated. And the last thing you want to do is be upset at the cop. He, you know, he's doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
So now you need to figure out how to make everybody happy and keep yourself in that situation where you're cooperating and also just, you know, being fair to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to go home tomorrow and tonight, and he wants to see his kids. So he doesn't want anything bad to happen. You know, I mean, that's what people, you know, think these cops are bad. They're just trying to do their job. So,
yeah, that's going to be fun. One of the things I like about this, and I had so much fun last year at this open house. What struck me is interesting. How many people were there?
Yeah.
From all over the United States. They come here to Nashville because they like Glocks.
Well, Nashville is a destination by itself.
Yep.
And we are a second destination, the Glock store.
Exactly. And I don't know, there were long lines there last year. I think I would recommend getting there early. It's the Glock store. It's the annual open house. 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary. And, you know, we've got a bunch of different shooting competitions there. And we've got the low lay competition. We've got factory reps from Holosun, Vortex, and all that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And some free giveaways?
Lots of free giveaways. We have vendor bags that are going to be worth $150 to $300. And that's just basically a little raffle ticket. So come on down. I mean, we have free shaved ice. There's a food truck there.
And Crom Carmichael's going to talk about the Second Amendment.
And we've got a couple political people showing up as well.
From the 5th Congressional District candidates, as well as Kelly Phillips, who's running for Metro School Board.
Absolutely.
Lenny, you got to come back before a full year is out, because it's just so much fun having you.
Well, we love your show. You're doing a great job for Tennessee. Thank you. And thank you to all the people here in Nashville who've welcomed us to this great city.
The Glock Store annual get-together, annual celebration, annual open house.
That's the open house.
This Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Glock Store, 1930 Air Lane Drive, just a few miles from the airport.
Yes, sir.
Lenny McGill, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Michael Patrick Leahy.
We'll be back after this.